In Tampa, Florida, there are new developments in the terrorism conspiracy case against former professor Sami Al-Aryan. Federal investigators accuse Al-Aryan of working for the group Palestinian Islamic Jihad during the mid-90s while he ran an Islamic studies think tank at the University of South Florida. After a long fight, the Palestinian was given access to a crucial trove of evidence against him. But today, a judge strictly limited access to that evidence. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The evidence is 20,000 hours of Al-Aryan's own phone conversations, the product of years of wiretaps by federal agents. The government is relying heavily on the tapes and on the contents of Al-Aryan's computer to make the case that he worked closely with and helped raise funds for Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which the government now considers a terrorist organization. Though the government opposed the release of the tapes, Attorney General John Ashcroft, in a recent visit to Tampa, said it would not fight the decision.
We respect the judicial process, and the courts have been operating to protect not only the framework of the rule of law, but the rights of individuals associated with the case.
But federal prosecutors won a small victory today when U.S. Judge James Moody said Al-Aryan could only share the information with his three co-defendants and potential witnesses, but not with the media. Outside the courtroom, Al-Aryan's wife Nala decried the ruling.
We live in America, not in Iraq, and I believe that the media has the right to see everything.
Al-Aryan, who's representing himself, has struck a combative tone with judges and prosecutors. He's accused them of an anti-Palestinian bias and with hindering him from preparing his defense. That defense is simple. Al-Aryan says his support for the Palestinian cause was merely an exercise of his First Amendment rights, and he has moved for the judge to dismiss the case completely. It's unlikely his request will be granted. Philip Davis, NPR News.